weird. Some days you're okay and you're doing just fine. Other days it still hurts like it's fresh. It's a process with no definitive time frame. You just have to keep going and know that when all is said and done, you're going to be okay.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Navigating Life with Neurodiversity, where we dive into the realities of living life as a neurodivergent person in a world that isn't always designed for us. I'm Matt, and today we are talking about something that has been sitting heavy on my chest as of late, and that's the weight of responsibility. More specifically, what it means to step into a role of immense responsibility when deep down, I sometimes struggle to manage myself. As I've mentioned many times before, I work for the ambulance service. I am an ambulance medical technician and have been for 5 to 6 years. I am approaching a huge milestone. In approximately 2 to 3 months, I will hopefully have completed my degree and become an independently registered paramedic. I'll no longer be a student. I will no longer be under supervision directly. I'll be the one making critical calls, and I'll be the one that people call in emergencies. I'll be the one that colleagues turn to for backup. That's quite terrifying. It isn't that I don't trust my skills. I believe I've proven myself time and time again. I handle high-pressure situations with precision. I can assess, I can diagnose, and I can treat. And I can do it rapidly. I know my job. The fear isn't about my ability. To be honest, my fear is about my capacity. Because when you're a neurodivergent, your brain works differently. When you struggle with executive function, when emotional regulation isn't always your strong suit, the idea of being solely responsible for everything feels overwhelming. There is some duality to my brain, and here's the contradiction. I actually thrive in emergencies. In that moment where someone is bleeding out and a life is hanging in the balance, I am calm and collected. I'm logical. My brain hyper-focuses. The world around me slows down. I execute my training flawlessly. But outside of those moments, when there is no immediate crisis, there's no adrenaline pushing me forward, that's when my struggles show up. Sometimes my paperwork will pile up. The small decisions, what to eat, what to wear, how to manage my time. This stuff becomes overwhelming. Basic self-care takes a back seat. Yet somehow the world expects me to handle it all seamlessly. Because if I can save lives, surely I can remember to eat lunch, right? If I can resuscitate someone, surely I can fill out a form without procrastinating for hours. But that's not how it works. In this job, the consequences of making a mistake are real. It's not about being late on an assignment or forgetting to reply to a text. It's life or death, and it isn't mine, it's someone else's. That weight is heavy. I know that I am good at what I do, but I also know how my brain works. I know that exhaustion will make me struggle. I know that on days when my executive function is at its worst, the simplest tasks will feel insurmountable. And my worries are, what if I miss something? What if I get it wrong? What if I let someone down? The way my brain works, if I let other people down, I feel like I've let myself down, and that will sit with me for a very long time. Obviously, we all have our own strengths and we all have our own limitations. And what I continue to try and remind myself is being aware of my struggles does not make me unfit for my role. If anything, I'd argue it makes me more prepared for my role. Because I know how I work and I know what I need to do to compensate, adjust, build systems that support me. I double check my work. Even when I feel sure of it, I lean on my routines, because without them, things slip through the cracks. I have a set way of working on jobs. I have a set way of doing paperwork, because this way I know everything has been covered. I'll communicate with my team, because even though I can do it alone, I don't have to. And maybe, just maybe, my neurodivergence isn't just a challenge. Maybe I can make it a strength, because I don't just see the details. I hyper-focus on them. I don't just function in the chaos. I thrive in it. I don't just do this job. I care deeply. And although I might not show it, I do care deeply about my job. And I think those things will make me a damn good paramedic. Or at least I hope they will. As I mentioned, I don't have to do this job alone. I will be working with other people, other paramedics, technicians, emergency care assistants. I'll have teammates that I can rely on. Throughout my career, starting as an emergency care assistant, I feel I have been very lucky. I have had fantastic mentors, from my first mentor as an ECA working in the private sector, who to this day I'm still friends with. In fact, I made their wedding cake not too long ago. And then joining a major trust to do my technician training and developing some lifelong friends along the way in that course. Someone who, even at 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, could call me and I will get in the car and drive the 140 miles from my house to their house to be there if they need me. They know that. Colleagues at my current work that I can go to help me manage me. I've worked with some people that understand perhaps the communication side of our job, the talking, the extrovert that is needed on scene. There's days where I struggle with that, and they pick up that slack, allowing me to focus on the bits that I can focus on and do those well. I'm grateful for all of those people. I'm grateful for the mentor I had over the last 12 months, despite the fact we're no longer in contact. I learned more from working with that individual than I feel I learned in 3 years of university lectures. I'm grateful for the mentors I've had on my university placements. I feel from day one, they've let me get on with what I can get on with. They've prompted me when I require prompting. They've helped me iron out some of my bad habits. And when I needed guidance, they stepped up. Each one of these people has shown me the type of mentor I would like to become. More recently, I've worked with a few people who have demonstrated the type of mentor I have no desire to be. And that lesson is just as valuable as all the others. So if you're listening to this and you feel that there is a weight of responsibility crushing you, whether it's in your career or your personal life, or just existing in a world that constantly expects more than you feel capable of, I want you to know this. You're not alone in this feeling. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to question yourself. And it's okay to recognize that your brain works differently. It doesn't mean you aren't capable. It means you need to find the right ways to work with yourself instead of against yourself. To my fellow students, post-graduation, a lot of learning is going to take place. It's important that we maintain a community amongst ourselves to help each other navigate the preceptorship, the newly qualified period where the real learning is going to take place, where the safety net is ripped out and you are responsible. We're all going to have questions, whether you've been in the job years, whether you're coming out of uni. Questions are good. Ask them, find the answers. Do everything you can, read all of the studies, absorb the information from the colleagues who clinically are a lower grade than you, but have vastly outweigh the experience that you've gained. Even an ECA of 40 years will have more insight into working for the ambulance service than any university paramedic that's come through with a degree. And I would advise nobody to dismiss that. What it says on your shoulder doesn't matter. How you carry yourself on scene is what patients will remember. That's it for today's episode of Navigating Life with Neurodiversity. If this has resonated with you, if you have ever felt the weight of responsibility pressing down on you, I would love to hear your thoughts. You can send me a message, share your story, or you can just know that you're not alone. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it or leaving a review. It genuinely helps me get this podcast out to as many other people and maybe reach others who might need this conversation. Until next time, just remember to be kind to yourself, because you're capable and far more than you give yourself credit for.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.